Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Science of Yes with your hostess, Pam Heath, the Yes Coach. Each week, Pam will speak about the energy of yes and how you can use it to create an extraordinary, prosperous life that you will absolutely love. Pam has spent a lifetime building and leading transformational programs and is passionate about making abundance available for everyone who yes. Callers are welcome, and we invite you to like Pam's show before leaving the program. So open your heart, open your mind, and be ready to receive what is possible from your friend, the Yes Coach.
Master, you in luck, cause up your sleeves you got a brand of magic never fails. You got some power in your corner now, heavy ammunition in your camp. You got some punch, damn! Yahoo and how, see, all you gotta do is rub that lamp.
And I'll say,
Mr. Lobster, what will your pleasure be?
Help you take your order, jot it down.
You ain't never had a friend like me.
Life is your restaurant, and
I'm your man.
Good evening and welcome to the call. This is Pam Heath, the Yes Coach, and I'm here tonight to talk to you about the science of yes. I'm on every week on Thursday nights, and one of the things I want to explain is how I relate to life inside of the world of yes. I call my technology the science of yes, and each week I speak about the energy of yes and how you can use it to create an extraordinary, prosperous life by design. Part of my program that I coach people in is, I call it the Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise program. It's the way I coach people to live life, to be healthy, fit, and well. To be wealthy by creating multiple streams of income for yourself so that you're prosperous. And to be wise, which what I call connecting yourself spiritually to a higher power. Tonight, what we're going to be focusing on is the healthy portion, the healthy portion of my Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise program, which is being well. And in order to really emphasize that and explain what it takes to be somebody who is well, I have a very special, extraordinary guest tonight. My guest name is Courtney Titus. Courtney is an extraordinary wellness coach. And what she's going to talk about tonight is inside of her company, well, she coaches people on how to have a lifestyle that is not only well and fit, but is nutritionally satisfying for someone who's creating a healthy environment in their home and in their life. So without any further ado, I'm going to introduce you to my good friend, Courtney Titus, and let you talk about with her, why not wellness. Courtney?
Hey, everyone. I'm really happy to be here tonight. Thank you, Pam, for the invitation. So, yes, my name is Courtney Titus, and I am the owner and founder of Why Not Wellness. I teach cancer survivors how to boost their immune systems after chemo and radiation, resulting in more energy, better sleep, and overall strength. I also coach other people on degenerative disease, so helping with heart disease and high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and overall just positive body image for women. I'm an East Coast native with a love for healing, nature, animals, and adventure. And I became fascinated by food and its healing properties when I became the lead trainer for Live Strong at the YMCA, which is a 12-week program for cancer survivors to help them regain strength, mobility, and confidence. Foods, herbs, and spices are the original medicine, and I think that we've kind of lost touch with that part due to pharmaceuticals. So I'm here to help people get back to the basics and take their health into their own hands.
Can I ask you a question about that?
Yes.
You said something interesting just now. You said something about pharmaceuticals. What exactly do you mean by pharmaceuticals?
So traditionally, Chinese medicine is the oldest form of medicine in the world, and they've treated patients or people through herbs, lifestyle changes in nutrition since the beginning of time. And here in America, it's a lot of things we give people pills for, so pharmaceuticals, versus talking to them about nutrition. So for instance, my father had a heart attack 2 years ago, and his cardiologist had never mentioned nutrition to him. Well, the reason he had a heart attack is because his arteries were clogged, and that was due to a really high fat, saturated fat diet. So high in meats and dairy products and processed foods. And so I'm here to help people understand that food really can be medicine, and if you can change it now, then you're preventing things that could happen to you in the future.
I see. So when you say pharmaceuticals, you're talking about pills.
Right. So the pharmaceutical industry, like drugs, yeah. Legal pharmaceutical drugs, yeah.
Okay, so you call yourself a wellness coach, yes?
Yes.
Okay, so let's say that I come to you and I'm on pharmaceuticals. Like, for instance, I take prescription meds for high blood pressure.
Okay.
What would your advice to me be?
So high blood pressure, and to put this out there, I am not a trained medical professional. I do have experience working under doctors, but in terms of high blood pressure for in nutrition, I would say that reducing the inflammation in your body can definitely help by eliminating processed foods and like a lot of meat products and dairy, but also exercise is huge for regulating blood pressure. Some things, like my mom had toxemia when she had my brother, so she has chronic high blood pressure no matter what her diet's like. But diet and exercise definitely help to regulate your blood pressure overall and stress reduction.
I see. Okay. Is there anything else you want to tell us about that?
About high blood pressure?
No, about what your topic is tonight.
Oh, okay. So there's a lot of talk around nutrition and diet always, but more so now than ever, it seems. And that is a huge part of being well, but I also believe that having a healthy environment is very important too. When we have, I don't know if anyone's ever heard of the quote, but a cluttered home is a cluttered mind. And so clearing out things can really be helpful for your health too. But also, there are certain things in our environment that affect our hormones, especially as women. And these things are called xenoestrogens. And xenoestrogens are foreign estrogens that mimic the process of our natural estrogen cycle. And they create a lot of hormonal havoc in our bodies and causing estrogen dominance, which could be the reason why many women are suffering from PMS or very symptomatic menopause, as well as some other hormone-related issues like endometriosis and a lot of around the woman's cycle. So xenoestrogens actually come from a lot of household products, and a lot of people aren't aware of their effects and where they're coming from. So the first place that you want to look at when you're thinking about what's toxic to your environment is Tupperware. So I remember growing up and my mom would have these Tupperware parties. It was like the thing to do in like the 1990s and even early 2000s. And plastic Tupperware is detrimental to the environment as well as your hormones. When it's microwaved especially, it multiplies the effects of the xenoestrogens, and it seems like plastic has really taken over the world. It's everything's plastic, and it's really hard to avoid. But the first thing that you could do to get rid of some plastics in your home is to replace all plastic cups and containers with reusable glass, such as Pyrex is a good company to use for a Tupperware substitute, and getting rid of like Solo cups, plastic cups, and any Tupperware. And if you do have it and you know, are not in a place to replace these things at this time, then just don't use them for microwaving or storing hot foods, because then the xenoestrogens come from the plastic and are absorbed into your food. So another good tip is, like, bring your own containers with you when you go out to dinner. They often give you plastic or styrofoam to go, which is not only bad for you, but really bad for the environment. Also, single-use water bottles. I actually recently saw this experiment of a woman who was testing the pH of water. And most bottled water is highly acidic, and that could be also from sitting in plastic for so long. And getting a reusable water bottle and coffee cup would be really awesome to help you replace all the plastic water bottles that you're using.
Hold on a second. Are you saying that water in bottled water is not good for you?
Yeah. It depends on the brand. It depends on the brand, but if you think about it, a lot of people keep, like, plastic water bottles in the trunk of their car. Well, we live in Southern California, so our cars are always overheating. You know, there's always, like, baking in the car, so you're drinking water that was sitting in this plastic container for who knows how long, and it's just getting absorbed with anything from the plastic. So it's best to actually drink your tap water and filter it if you can. So some good filters are like the Pure filter. There's a really great one called the Big Berkey. But there's a lot of different filters out there, and using a reusable water bottle and drinking tap water is actually better for you than single-use water bottles.
Are you kidding me? Are you saying, because we live in Southern California, I know I often have listeners call in from Canada and from, you know, East Coast, and here in Southern California, the water is notorious. Are you saying it's actually more healthy to drink tap water than water that's in plastic?
And that's a good question, and I'm not sure about every town in L.A., but I did my own research here. I live here in Glendale, and I did my own research. I looked up the water and all the measurements and everything, and actually it is better for me here to drink tap water, but I do use a filter, so I don't drink it straight from the tap. Yeah.
Tap water is better for you than bottled water. Get out of town.
And certain companies like Nestle and Arrowhead, I think Arrowhead, I'm not going to throw them under the bus if I'm not sure, but I know Nestle is just tap water. They just bottle tap water.
Get out of Dodge. I've actually heard this before. It's crazy. I've heard is that bottled water is the biggest con on the planet right now. There are a lot of companies bottle tap water and sell it to you for $2 or $3 a pop. And selling you is what you get when you turn on your tap.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, I always think it's best to filter. I came from a very small town in Connecticut where we had well water and it was great my whole life. And I just came from like Tahoe where my brother has like the best water you can drink in the whole world. But in LA here, I would definitely recommend a filter. And if anyone needs ideas about what's the best to buy and everything, you can contact me through my website.
As long as we are mentioning your website, why don't you tell us the URL so that people can look you up?
My website is www.CourtneyTitus.com.
So that's www.CourtneyTitus.com. So if you want to look her up and get in touch with her, feel free to do so. So back to the whatchamacallit?
Xenoestrogens.
xenoestrogens.
Yes. So actually my next topic is that you definitely want to research your tap water source because it may contain petroleum derivatives, which expose us to xenoestrogens. So a filter, like I said, would be the best option over bottled water and over just plain old tap water.
Okay.
And then the next place you would like to look, and this can cross over between your kitchen and your bathroom, is your cleaning product. So a lot of us have, I won't speak for everyone, but me, grew up with my mom using like a lot of bleach and Clorox and, you know, Swiffer sprays and Windex and all of these types of cleaning products, but they are ridden with different chemicals. And one of the biggest things is dryer sheets for your clothes and detergents. So dryer sheets make your clothes feel really soft and smell good, but they are full of chemicals and full of xenoestrogens. And what happens is when you're using dryer sheets, they have that like kind of waxy feel to them, and that gets into our clothes. And our skin is the biggest organ, and it absorbs anything that we put on it and doesn't get filtered through our liver. So anything that we put directly, like that gets directly transferred to our skin does not get So using a natural detergent can be found at like Whole Foods. I think even Trader Joe's has some. And if you want softer clothing, you can add a half a cup of baking soda to the rinse cycle instead of using fabric softener, and then you won't need to use dryer sheets.
Okay. Well, you're really clearing out my, you know, laundry room.
Yeah. Yeah. It's amazing over, you know, just in the last, you could probably say even when my grandmother was still around, like these things weren't as prevalent. I don't think she ever used dryer sheets, you know, and had maybe like baking soda as her washing. So it's interesting how much stuff has changed over the years and how our cleaning supplies are super processed.
Years old, and I can remember when I was growing up, there was no such thing as dryer sheets. I remember when dryer sheets came out, and it occurred like this really cool thing. And I'm seeing what you're saying. I started shopping at Whole Foods and Trader Joe's when I started eating more organic, and I made the switch to organic food, but I've not yet made the switch to organic, you know, or I don't know what you call these products that are all natural, but I have seen them at Trader Joe's and at Whole Foods, and it made me wonder what's the difference between them. Like, I utilize, you know, the detergent I utilize, but they have these detergents at Trader Joe's and Whole Foods and, you know, other health food kind of stores, and what's the difference? Why are the all-natural detergents and why is it that they have all these products for your laundry room that they're saying is better? And so what I hear you describing is what's going on with the fabric softeners and the dryer sheets, that's the reason why people are encouraging us not to use them. So, you know, I'm starting to get really clear that there's a hell of a lot more to getting healthy and getting cleansed than the food I'm putting in my body. It's also the products that I use, the lotion.
Right.
Detergents. It's mind-boggling. I'm actually a little overwhelmed right now at the thought of what I have to go through to clean out my house of all this stuff.
So that's where, you know, everything's a process, right? It was a process to accumulate all these different things. And honestly, we don't really know any different, right? We kind of just go by what we've learned in our environments and what's around us. And I grew up around all these household products. But then personally, I started having my own issues with hormones and bad PMS and all this stuff, and started doing more research about, like, what is going on? Because I do eat a really good diet. I get outside and I deep breathe and I meditate and I exercise. But I was like, there's something off. And that's when I started doing more research about how these contaminants are affecting my body and how they can be affecting everybody else. And a huge thing, which I didn't realize until about a few, well, maybe about a year ago, a study came out about women's menstrual products and how most of these products are bleached. So these products are not only exposed to your lady parts with bleach and chlorine and rayon and other chemicals, but it directly gets absorbed into your body, like I said, because the liver is not there to filter it out. And that scared me. I was just like, you know, every woman, not every woman, but most women under the age of 60 are still having to use these products, and they're so toxic for us. And it's not something really talked about because, you know, menstruation isn't really talked about in general. So that just scared me and had me start to look into even different things in that realm and, like, what can I do and what products are out there that's going to make my body even more toxic than it was, because I'm having symptoms of all these xenoestrogens and parabens and different things that are affecting me in a negative way.
I see.
I can see how it can be very overwhelming, but it's a step-by-step process. And starting with, you know, like you said, organic fruits and vegetables is like the number one, because you're intaking this stuff and you have control over that. Some of these other things we don't necessarily have control over. When you go out, you can't have natural soap in every bathroom that you're using. You know what I mean? And just different things like that. So taking it step by step and saying, okay, well, if I get rid of 2 plastic containers and buy 2 glass ones, I can just use that for now. Or I'm going to just trade out like my Windex for now. Or, you know, whatever cleaner you use the most, maybe trade that one out first, thinking that you have to replenish your whole cleaning cabinet, because that is super overwhelming and can be really expensive.
Speaking of expensive, doesn't it cost more money to use all natural products?
Not necessarily, because you can actually make your own cleaner that works very well, and it's 9 cups of water with 1 cup of white vinegar. And that can clean almost, like, can clean 90% of your home.
Really?
So you actually, and you can, I bought a gallon of vinegar the other day for $5. And water is obviously from the tap, so it can be a lot cheaper.
Wow.
And I know the seventh generation is a product that I always buy from Whole Foods. And I think their cleaner is like $3.50. So it's around the same price. It's not even cheaper, just depending on what you're getting. Detergent's, I think, more expensive for natural, but it seems more concentrated, so you don't have to use as much each load.
So basically what you're saying is it's a process. You take it a step at a time. You don't have to necessarily clean out your whole house in one swoop.
Right. And yeah, it's a everything's a process. If you think about it, you learn about the bathroom products first, and you take care of the bathroom or 1 or 2 things. And then you move to once the bathroom cleaning products have been switched out, or you use vinegar and water, and then you go to the kitchen and say, like, what do I really need here? Or if you think it's kind of just how you, whatever strikes you the most. Like I said, for me, first I changed my diet, learning about different things, and then I changed my feminine product. And then from there, it was just like, okay, it kind of can be like a rabbit hole, because then you start learning about all these different things, and even like candles and like these like plastic water bottles and how all these things could be affecting your environment. So then you just kind of, as they come up, you do your own research, and or you have me to help you. I can come help you do all these things. But just taking it one step at a time, thinking of it as like a diet, because nobody really changes their diet overnight and can stick to it long term. It's a process. So
So basically, being well and getting healthy is not just a function of eating right and exercising. It's turning your whole house into a toxic-free environment as well.
Right, because, you know, health is more than just, eating well and exercising. You have to have a warm, comforting, supportive environment, clean, you know, and you want to feel good where you're spending a lot of your time. And you want your family to be healthy and not breathing in different chemicals and exposed to them either. But as a wellness coach, that's what makes me a little different is I take in consideration everything for somebody. So incorporating relationships and how they're affecting you, stress, finances, your job, your education, like your creativity, do you have hobbies, and kind of piecing together all of these small parts to make you. And sometimes if one of the, you know, everything else, everything could be okay except one or two things, but then they throw off everything else. So if you come home and you're like to your husband or your roommate or whoever, and you're like, all right, we're going to change all of these products to natural, and they're not down with that, then that's going to cause some tension in the house, and that's not going to be good for your mental health. And so it kind of is like all related. And if you're using some of these products and finding that you're having the effects of like different hormonal effects, then that can be affecting other things too. So it's, everything's all related, and they're all very important parts of being well.
I see. It looks like we have a question on the chat room. Hold on one second. In the meantime, you keep talking. I'm trying to see what they're saying here.
Like I was kind of mentioning, when you're looking in your bathroom at your cleaning products, it's also important to look at your self-care products, like your toothpaste or shampoo, your conditioner, your soap, your facial cleanser, those kind of things. Traditionally, the more processed products that aren't natural are full of, you know, estrogens too, and parabens. And I know parabens is a more familiar word for a lot of people, because they've been banned in certain companies and everything. So looking at these things, because like Pam said, these go directly on your skin. So anything that goes directly on your skin is automatically absorbed.
Okay.
And not filtered through the
their skin. And because I think this person is like you and informed, and I'm not informed, so I'm going to try to recreate what they're saying. It's saying vinegar is low pH. For high pH cleanser, use baking soda. Commercial cleansers are based on either a high or low pH formula plus boosters. Can you comment on this? Do you understand?
Can you repeat that again?
It says vinegar is low pH. You mentioned using vinegar. For high pH cleanser, use baking soda. Commercial cleansers are based on either a high or a low pH formula plus boosters. So can you comment on that? So you were mentioning earlier about how you can make your own cleansers, and I think this person is knowledgeable and is making a comment about what you said. Unfortunately, I don't understand any of this. This is like Chinese to me.
I'm not sure. I'll be honest, I'm not sure how to answer that. I just know from personal experience and other health coaches that I kind of take my information back to and table and figure out what's really working and what's not. Baking soda, like I use baking soda and water to clean my produce, my fruits and vegetables. I scrub them with baking soda before I use them and water. Baking soda can also be used. I've used it in the shower. Baking soda and vinegar is great for, if you mix it, is great for cleaning, like, a pot if it's been burned with food, or your drains. Can help declog drains if you mix vinegar with baking soda. But I'm not sure about the pH levels and how that's affecting anything.
Okay, so basically what this person is commenting on is the pH levels in the versus low versus high, and you don't address pH levels.
That's, I mean, in the body is one thing, but in alkaline versus something that I'm in the know about, but not in terms of cleaning products in their acid levels or their pH levels.
Okay, I got that. I think that's what they were commenting on is in the cleaning
okay.
products and the relationship the high or the low pH has and what you should be using on. I'm a little bewildered because I didn't even know that mattered. That's why it took me a minute to be able to recreate the comment. It's almost like you guys are speaking another language.
Yeah, I'm more familiar with pH levels in terms of like food and balance. Your natural pH level should be around a 7, and anything lower than that is very acidic, and anything higher than that is alkaline. But I'm not sure in terms of cleaning products.
Okay. Well, I want to talk a little bit about the wellness coaching you provide and why I asked you to be on the show, because I happen to think that my own relationship to food has transformed in the last year because I've learned about organic versus non-organic fruits and vegetables. And what I've come to realize is that if you're not well, then you can have yourself put in a situation where you're working at the job of your dreams, you're making the money you want to make, you're in a relationship with the man or the woman of your dreams, and you're as happy as a pig in slop, as I like to tell people. But if you're not healthy, it impacts everything. It begins and ends with your health. Having insomnia, having heartburn, having high blood pressure, having diabetes, having a lot of illnesses and diseases that impact your ability to function properly is a deterrent and an obstacle inside of living a life you love and being a yes in life. So part of my Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise program is to get yourself well and get fit. And being well and being fit doesn't necessarily have anything to do with being skinny or anything in that nature. I'm not a skinny person, and I may never be a skinny person. But one of the things that I've been doing over the past year is getting myself well. So I wanted to address this whole concept of wellness coaching. There's a lot that you're speaking to about getting your home and getting your environment toxic-free. I'd like to address for a moment what it looks like to actually get yourself in a mindset where you're actually nutritionally providing what your body needs to be well. What does it look like when you're well?
So when you're well, you want your mind, body, and spirit to be kind of in alignment. So like I said before, traditionally we focus on diet and exercise only, which is very important, and diet affects our mental and physical health, and exercise affects our mental and physical health. But to be well, I think overall it's, you know, are you happy? Are you able to do everything that you like to do without like losing your breath or having, you know, inflammation in your body and joint pain? And are you able to do everything that you need to do? Are you overall a positive, have a healthy mind?
Everything that you like to do without.
Sorry. Go ahead. You're fine.
Sorry, I didn't. What did you say?
I said keep going. You had stopped. Keep going.
Oh, I'm going. Oh. Okay, sorry, I'm here. So being, I believe that being well is overall just having, yeah, like I said, your mind, body, and spirit in alignment, and being able to do everything that you want to do, whether it's you want to be a runner, you want to even start your own business, you want to be able to run with your grandkids or your kids, you want to feel good, you want to have good energy, you're sleeping well, you're financially, you know, stable, and you're happy with where your income's at or your finances. You live in a clean, healthy place that you feel comfortable and supported, and you have good relationships of people around you that are cheering you on when you need it or a shoulder to cry on when you're not. Just everything being in alignment. You're happy with your education, and just all aspects are maybe not a 10 out of 10, but you're at least an 8 out of 10 most times, given that life happens and certain things can skew us once in a while. But that the baseline is that you're feeling good, you're looking good, you have confidence in yourself, you love yourself, which is a huge portion that we don't often talk about. And then you're taking the necessary steps to stay that way.
Very good. All right, well, I guess I'm going to address the thing that nobody wants to talk about. Are you a vegan?
So I like to say plant-based. I started working about 2 years ago with a wellness company who promotes a plant-based vegan diet. Yep.
Courtney, you have a caller. Can I put them on?
Sure.
Go ahead. You're on the line with Courtney. Who's this?
Yeah. It's Jay calling from Canada.
Hello.
Hi, Jay.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Just listening to your conversation regarding health. And I think as a guy, I think it's really important that men's health is really important too. And what I do as a guy is I, you know, take supplements right now because I feel that the food industry is actually very manipulative, and also it's very toxic in some of the stuff that we eat. But one of my questions to ask in just regards to that I keep seeing right now, and it seems like the mainstream media is paying attention to is actually gut health or gut flora. I just wonder what do you do to sustain your gut flora, if you want to call it that, to help stabilize your immune system and also your mental health?
Okay, so they are saying now that your gut is your second brain, right? And we can tell the connection with that, like if we ever have anxiety or even our intuition, it comes from the gut before anything. For me personally, and this leads into if I'm vegan or not, I was vegan for a year, low-fat vegan, plant-based vegan, and my digestion was not good. I was feeling bloated all the time, gas issues, and like a hard stomach after certain things I would eat. So I started introducing more fermented foods into my diet, so kimchi and cultured cabbage and beets and things like that really helped to maintain my gut flora. And I also do take digestive enzymes when I'm eating certain things. If I'm having eggs or any high protein meat products, then I do take digestive enzymes, and they helped me immensely. Probiotics I played with for a little bit. I get my probiotics now from kimchi and sauerkraut and some fermented foods like that.
Okay. I just wondered,
yeah. Go ahead.
Go ahead. I just want to go ahead. We have a little delay here. So what were you going to say?
So a lot of times with digestion, we think it's like the food that, you know, so we're like beans, for instance. It's like a well-known thing that beans cause gas and bloating, but they shouldn't necessarily. So anytime eating those kind of things, taking a digestive enzyme, or a really good thing to track your digestive health is have a food log for about a week and write down everything that you're eating and how it's affecting your gut. Because you'll know, and then those things you can eliminate for a little while and then reintroduce, or just you'll know that they don't work for you at all. That's how I found out that I was allergic to dairy products, is by self, like, elimination diet. So that really helps too, and just understanding your inflammation. And do you have any arthritis or anything like that?
No, not yet.
No, okay. Don't say that.
Well, yeah, I'm getting older, so I mean, I don't have that yet. But you know what I'm right now I'm into is actually collagen stuff, like collagen from chicken and stuff like that to help, you know, lubricate the knee joints and things.
Gotcha. All right, that's not something I'm too familiar with, but is it working for you?
Well, you know, I take it, you know, make food products that have that in there on a, you know, regular basis. So, yeah.
Nice.
And, you
awesome.
Know,
it's and then
also what I do, also I take, well, I take about 2,000 micrograms of iodine a day and about 10,000 ICUs of vitamin D. What's this? Look. Quarter teaspoon of maca, the four times maca, if you know what that is, and a little bit of cocoa.
I have a question for you. The vitamin D, are you taking 10,000 international units daily?
Yep.
How often, or when's the last time you got your lab work done?
I got my lab work done about a couple months ago.
Were you deficient in vitamin D?
No, I just feel it. Just that's the thing I keep up.
Okay.
I think we don't get enough of it. Yeah.
Right, and I would just be cautious because vitamin D is a fat-soluble vitamin. So, like the B's, you see them come out in your urine and they're bright yellow. The A's, the D's, the E's, and the K's are fat-soluble. So, actually, you can be doing a disservice to yourself if you're having too much. And traditionally, I have patients that I work with, and if their vitamin D level is lower than 30, we put them on 2,000 international units a day. So I would just be cautious or at least keep checking your blood work because it can have adverse effects if you're having too much vitamin D.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
do you have any other questions for me?
No, you know, that's what I do, actually, on a regular basis. And I haven't done, and also selenium and, vitamin C and, the natural stuff right now. And lots of blueberries I've got packed up for wintertime, so.
Nice. And you're up in Canada,
so,
you said?
I am up in Canada, so.
Oh, okay. Very nice.
But right now.
Well, thank you for calling in. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, before I go, right now I'm actually going through a fungus cleanse right now and also actually doing Ayurvedic oil pulling from my mouth right now.
Oh, okay. Are you doing the candida cleanse?
No, I'm not actually. I'm doing a yeast and a fungus cleanse right now. And also I'm actually just, like I said, doing oil pulling right now with coconut oil.
Nice. Can you stomach that? I've tried it a few times. I can't do it.
I have to get over the taste. Yeah, so I did it my first day, and I just I've got a routine going on now because I leave early for work. So as soon as I hop out of bed, I do oil pulling with some coconut oil, and I'm just taking a shower or whatever. I do it for 20 minutes, right? And then I spit it out and rinse my mouth out with salt water. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, you taught me something new.
Yeah. You have to do that because you don't want the toxins to stay in your mouth, right?
Right, of course.
You want, if you want to divert your attention away from the what taste of the coconut, just go on the computer or something like that, or do something that that it'll take your time up. You know, quick looking at the clock, right? So.
Right. And are you doing it for teeth whitening or gum health, or what is your motive for that?
Yeah, gum health right now. So.
Nice. Have you seen improvement?
Yeah, it's interesting. You really can smell the crap that's coming out of your mouth after, you know, you put it into a jar. And, yeah, and then just let it sit for a bit, and it's like, just, yeah, dump it out. I had to dump out today, so that's after just 4 days. So we're doing it for another till the 19th.
Oh wow!
So,
wow,
very cool. Yeah,
wow,
that's, see, natural
like
is the way to go.
Yeah, it is.
Having this conversation that I can't relate to at all. What the heck is gut flora?
So, gut flora is it's the everything in your stomach that helps you absorb nutrients and keep your stomach and intestines health, like keep you well. And it's where your immune system is based also. And so when you take antibiotics, so antibiotics are way overprescribed in this country. And when you're taking antibiotics, it kills all your gut flora. So if you have, like if you're having a stomach ache or, you know, whatever you're taking antibiotics for, like a UTI, say, it's killing all of your bacteria, not just your bad bacteria. And we need bacteria to help us break down our food and absorb different nutrients. So gut health is making sure that those flora are thriving after so many rounds of antibiotics that we've gone through our lives. So there's things called probiotics, which can be taken in a capsule form or found in fermented foods like kimchi and sauerkraut. And they help restore the good bacteria in your gut so that it can do what it needs to do more efficiently.
Kimchi and sauerkraut. So eat that for your health.
There's also probiotics in certain dairy products, like kefir is another one. Yogurt has
kombucha.
Probiotics in it. What was that?
Kombucha.
Yeah,
kombucha
is another one.
Ah,
yeah.
Kombucha.
Yeah, yes. Anything that's been fermented has good probiotic properties.
I was tickled that you guys were, like, talking about something I had no knowledge of. This is really wild. So thank you, Jay. Is there anything else you want to ask?
I think we got to get away. For me, I've just got to stay away from estrogen mimickers and also just, well, for me, myself, I ate a very clean diet, and mostly a vegetarian and vegan diet, and some chicken once in a while. But I think it's good to cheat once in a while, just do something different. But for myself, I find that it's very important that it's very important, I think, to do this, because I feel that our health is diminishing. If you actually watch people when they go into food stores, they don't think they even know what they're eating. I think they just do it on
Right. Different
looks and taste and never look at the
Right. The
stuff. So, and also, like, you know, getting away from GMOs, which destroy your gut bacteria also. So,
right.
So there's a lot of things.
Well, let me ask you
this.
Is wine fermented?
Is wine fermented? I believe
yes,
so, but I wouldn't call it a health food.
So if I drink a glass of wine, am I helping my gut flora?
I mean, essentially, but it's not the type of fermented food, so to speak, that I would go to help your gut flora. But it is fermented, yes.
Boy, I'm having a ball with this gut flora thing. I think I'm going to get a T-shirt.
Yeah, how's your gut? What's the health of your gut flora today?
My gut flora is better than your gut flora.
Hey, maybe we got a new product line going. Let's do it.
Exactly. So thank you, Jay. We're going to have you sign off now, but I appreciate your calling in. It's very clear that you are on top of your wellness management, and I appreciate you calling. Do you have any other questions for Courtney?
No, I just wondered about, I don't know where you live, in regards to what's going on with the GMO labeling or GMO stuff. Have you heard anything what's going down in the States regarding that?
I have not lately heard on what's going on with that, but I know that Whole Foods is really pushing for that to be part of their labeling. So I think certain companies are coming on board with it, but I don't know, like, universally how that's going right now.
Okay. I just thought it's interesting to keep track on that because Whole Foods was actually bought by Amazon. So Whole Foods was going to actually label their products regarding GMO, but I think they're going to just not label it now because it was bought by Amazon.
Well, Amazon, actually, and I work for Whole Foods.
Okay.
I work for Whole Foods as a holistic health coach under their doctor there. And I do that part-time, and then I run Why Not Wellness also. But Amazon's, like, a very forward-thinking company, and I can't speak on exactly what's happening because I don't know. They haven't informed us yet. But I would think that they would back that 100% because they want to bring organic food to the masses. So hopefully that's the case.
Yeah, it's the biggest industry right now, so I think in the food industry is organic foods.
Yeah, it's huge. And a lot of other smaller companies are definitely worrying because Amazon's like the monster right now taking over the industry. So we'll see what happens in the new year, I think, with all that.
Yeah, and also how other companies that are really forward-thinking in terms of promoting or actually creating organic products is being swallowed up by companies that actually don't make those type of things. So if you look like Amy's Foods, right? Amy's
right.
Kitchen, I mean, they were bought up by a company that doesn't do anything about organic stuff. So, yeah.
Right.
So I guess we'll see what happens
that's why
in that
I think industry. Yeah, that's why I think it's a good thing that Amazon did take over Whole Foods. I mean, Whole Foods is a organic food giant, right? But Amazon, their thinking is that they want to expand these types of products to the masses, and Whole Foods can tend to be very expensive for people. So hopefully they can address that too.
Cool. Thanks much for talking to you, and have a wonderful evening. It was great talking to you.
Yeah, you too. Yeah, thank you for calling in. I appreciate it. And, keep staying well.
Thank you much. You too. Same to you both. Bye-bye.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Okay, so now we have the question of the day, which is drinking a glass of wine a day. Will that help my guts, Laura?
So it is fermented, but I don't think – they say a glass of red wine is good for your heart, but that's also very controversial right now. So I actually don't know the answer to that, but I guess I should find out because it's probably a question I'll be asked more than now. But I think it's also – like wine's very high in sugar, which is not good for your gut necessarily because it's processed sugar. So I would go with not the best option, but maybe I can get more information on that for you.
Okay, good. That'd be awesome. Okay, so before we wrap up the call, we've got about 5 minutes left. I want to make sure you tell people, how they can get in touch with you, your website again, and anything else that you want to let them know about what you provide as a wellness coach?
Okay. So I offer a free consultation for anyone who is interested, where I take 50 minutes of to go over your health history with you. It includes how you're sleeping, are you taking any vitamins? What are some foods that you crave? Are you feeling any deprivation when you do try to change your diet? Alcohol, how much alcohol do you drink? Smoking, taking in like a whole tally of what's going on with you in your life and what you want to change. And then from there, I come up with a plan for you and walk you through the steps, step by step. So I have different program offerings, but I have a 3-month program, a 6-month program, and then an exclusive cancer survivors program, which offers more one-on-one time with me. But both, all programs are 60-minute sessions twice a month. This is done on phone or Skype. And you also get unlimited email and text support. And you're invited to any events hosted by me, like webinars or in-person events if you're in the area, and handouts and some samples of food that I can either ship to you or come to your home and help you prepare. So I really take into consideration the whole person. It's a different way of doing things versus going to see a nutritionist that will just give you a diet plan and send you on your way. and I really, my passion is working with cancer survivors. My mom's a cancer survivor. I have several friends whose parents are going through treatment right now, and that's where my heart lies. But I'm willing and would love to work with anybody. And my meal plans and everything could be plant-based. I can do vegetarian. I can do vegan, and I can do plans that also involve meat, animal products too. I'm okay with all of that. I can be contacted on my website, which is www.CourtneyTitus.com. And my business name is Why Not, WHYNOT Wellness. And you can follow me on Instagram. You can find me on Facebook. You can also find me on Twitter, LinkedIn. I'm Courtney Titus. And Pinterest, I'm Why Not Wellness. So I hope you guys connect with me in any way. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out also. Can I give my email, Pam? Is that fine too?
Absolutely.
Or
have them contact.
So my email is Courtney, my first name, period, Why Not Wellness @gmail.com. And I look forward to connecting with any of you about any forms of wellness that you would like to talk about. And that's all I have for you right now.
Well, before we sign off, you said something that has caused a little bit of a stir in the chat room about cancer survivors, and that it's a powerful message, what you just said. And it's interesting, you know, that you got a response. Is there a specific reason why you chose cancer survivors to focus your coaching on?
So, like I said, my mom is a breast cancer survivor, and I was trained by the Live Strong program at the YMCA to be a lead trainer. And I led 10 cancer survivors through a 12-week, a 12-week fitness program. And I watched these men and women like completely transform in 12 weeks. They came in, some women had lost their breasts and their hair, and some gentlemen had lost their hair too, and just very emotional and distraught and zero confidence, like just kind of, they just looked like they didn't know, like they didn't have hope anymore. And I watched them transform by, they did weightlifting, they did cardio, we did some balancing exercises with them. And I think a lot of the support systems out there for cancer survivors focus on the fact that they had cancer, not the fact that they have to live life after and they're not just defined by their cancer. And also cancer, there's a lot of carcinogens in our environments, in our foods, and truly believe that some of these cancers can be prevented or reversed under a doctor's supervision through diet, lifestyle changes, and release. So, release of anger and stuff.
So the show is about to complete, but thank you for being on. I would love to have you come back. Thank you so much, Courtney. Anything before
Thank
we end?
You.
Thank you.
I appreciate
Good
everyone
night.
Who's listening. Thank you.
Master, you is luckers up your sleeves. You got a brand of magic never fails. You got some power in your corner now. Heavy ammunition in your pants.